oil and gas exporting, but not quite yet, but potentially in the future. So we are excited to say that North Dakota is really at the forefront of that, and even with all the OPEC oil wars going on right now, when you read the articles, you'll see that North Dakota is really not affected by all of that at this point, because all the infrastructure that's up there already is making it fairly inexpensive to produce oil, and there's so much of it, just lakes and lakes of it. Fairly easy. You'll see this type of thing everywhere, these oil rigs and then oil drills. So very, very exciting information. And I know a lot of you already have expressed interest in the single family homes in North Dakota, because there's such an incredible shortage of housing. And one of the same builders who has provided single family homes for some of you and for a lot of our members in the U.S. Found this incredible parcel just about an hour south of where those single family homes are, and where the kind of where the work is moving, where the drilling is headed, and where a lot of buildings are coming up, and you'll see that in just a minute. So this parcel of land is just, wow, it's like gold, or like finding oil, right? It's just a really great opportunity, and I'm excited to share it with you. I do want to let you know that this presentation is, it's a little bit, how do I say it? It's a little bit late. We already have this entire syndication filled up. However, we wanted to do this presentation anyway, because there is a chance that some of those people might not be able to perform or get access to their funds in time. And we wanted you to know about it in case you have the opportunity to jump in and take their place at the last minute. So here we go. And it sold out in a week. It was just really crazy. It's that good a deal. So the disclaimer, of course, is that we have lots and lots of due diligence for you. We've had our attorneys go through every single line item and uncover every stone and check it out from every angle. So we've done a tremendous amount of due diligence that we have uploaded onto our North Dakota page for you to review. But at the end of the day, of course, it's always up to you to do your own due diligence, take what we've done and review it, and, of course, cover it with your own advisors. Okay, so just a quick overview. This is our latest syndication. A syndication simply means it's a group project. It means that more than one investor comes together, because it's something that usually one investor can't do alone or shouldn't do alone. It's just too much money for one person usually. This is a $5 million raise. But when you break that up into $50,000 segments, well, then a lot of people get to participate at much lower risk. So that's simply what a syndication is. It's a 3 to 4 year overall project time horizon, but the invested capital is projected to be fully returned by year two, and sooner than year two, so it's very exciting. It's basically this parcel of land, 48 acres on the corner of two very well-traveled roads, and from Watford City to Williston, and this is really where the oil boom is happening in the Bakken region. So all these trucks go by every day, and this little parcel is going to give them the things that they need. There'll be hotel rooms, stores, restaurants, all kinds of things. You'll find out about it in a minute, but there's nothing there now, and they drive for hours to get anything. So this commercial development is going to be very, very much in demand. There's just in the nearby area, there's 5 multi-million dollar facilities being built. And when I say multi-million dollar, I mean like $100 million. So you know that there's big money going in to this exact region. So again, we'll talk about that in a minute. The land is already entitled and rezoned. That really is the riskiest part. We have done a lot of land deals that involve getting the entitlements and the rezoning, and we've pulled it off. But let me tell you, that is the most the riskiest part, because you're really dependent on a handful of people in the city planning offices to, you know, to decide your fate. And that's been done, so that's very exciting. And so our job, what's left to us, is to grade the land, add the roads and sewer, build the pads only. We're not building any buildings. Run utilities out to those pads and then sell those to commercial developers, and there is a whole waiting list of people who want those. In fact, I was just on tour there last weekend, and somebody who came on tour with us wants to buy one of the pads for storage, self-storage units. Okay, so letters of intent are already being submitted for those pads from hotels, restaurants, retail chains, businesses, all kinds of things. Now, lucky for you, being in Australia, you all get to participate without having to deal with our SEC. So we have a whole lot of investors who want to participate, but they have to either have $1 million net worth or earn $200,000 as an individual or $300,000 as a couple. This makes them accredited. But for you, as foreigners, you don't have to be accredited. You just have to prove that you understand this this investment, that you're sophisticated enough. And after listening to this, I think you'll feel that you understand it, especially after you, if you like what you hear and you go to our web page, there's a lot more information there, more webinars as well that you can listen to answer any questions. Okay, the key here is a $50,000 minimum investment with funds due by December 15th, and we'll explain why the urgency in just a moment. So we're going to go over the developer's background, and I can tell you that after doing many, many syndications at Real Wealth Network, this is probably the most important piece. We can find a wonderful deal, but if the developer doesn't have the experience and background to pull it off, it can really go south quickly. So, I think you'll be really excited to hear what this developer's experience entails. And there's three or four of them, so a lot of people that know what they're doing that are going to guide this project. We'll go over the regional overview and why we're excited about this little area called North Dakota, on the border of Canada. It's just very, very exciting. Why Belfield? And then, of course, we're going to go over the property details and the project overview and how you can make money. So here are the players of this team, the developers. As I said, we have Mitch Becksteed, who was with us on tour, but I don't think he's here tonight. But Mike and Kathy Milner are here. So Mike and Kathy, great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Yeah, wonderful. You're calling in both from Utah, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So the ALG Group has done a lot of large projects and similar projects, including what you see here. So Mike, if you just kind of go through very quickly some of these past projects so we can get an understanding of your experience.
I appreciate that, Kathy. I've been in real estate. Can you hear me good, Kathy?
Just perfectly.
Okay, good. I've been in real estate for 40 years and been in the development end for most of that time. We've developed, myself and my partners have developed you lose track at some point, 1,000 or 1,500 homes and townhomes. Major shopping complex in Park City, Utah, which I think most of your listeners would know is where they held the Olympics. We actually did most of our development work in Park City, including Walmart, Staples, factory stores, restaurants, for several years. And when the recession hit in 2007, resorts basically were hit first. So at that point, we expanded. Well, I guess let me retract a little bit. During 2000, we did some development in Salt Lake, but it was residential. And as far as the commercial development, we've done a lot, and it's very similar to this corner in North Dakota. This corner has freeway frontage on Interstate 94. And it has frontage on the main highway, State Highway 85, which is the busiest road in the oil, we call it the oil patch. Has several thousand cars going by it right now, and will have, when it becomes a four-lane road, which it has been funded for and will start next year, several thousand additional cars. But just in summary, we've done shopping centers, restaurants, grocery stores, and this is very similar to what we have planned on this Belfield project. And then Kathy Milner's on the line. You want to just, Kathy, say a little bit about your background.
I'm a developer, real estate broker. We have been, our partners, Mike and I, have done this for a lot of years. We've been part of pretty much everything that one has done, the other has done. We've also done hotels, which I know slipped Mike's mind, and we've done some industrial as well. And we're really excited to be up in North Dakota. Been there for 4 years now. And we're excited to work with Kathy and her group.
Well, thank you. We're excited to be working with you guys, too. You fit our model. As I said, the developer's experience is the most important thing to us, and you fit our model of wanting to work with people who have at least 40 years experience, or, you know, 30 to 40, and you have, you're close.
Hey, so, Kathy, may I just say one thing? Kathy Milner's role for your listeners is she does a lot of, wears a lot of hats, but her primary role is research on the trends in the Bakken, where the drilling is, where new refineries are planned, where the traffic is, where ahead of it. I mean, it's not the obvious. Oh, here's a new refinery. She knew about it. Here's a new set of drilling. She knew the drilling patterns. So a large part of her work is to study the trends up there, and that gives us an advantage both on our residential as well as our commercial.
Wonderful. Okay, and then you've also done a lot of past residential projects, 1,250 lots and homes in Utah, also Las Vegas. And what's important about this is North Dakota is very cold, very, very cold. Right now I think it's negative 17 degrees. I'm so happy I'm not there right now. I was there last weekend when it was 40 degrees. I lucked out. Ah. It is very, very cold, but you'd have to have a developer who understands how to build in very cold weather, and they are used to that, so that is important. We've seen some builders go up from Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix is not a cold place, a very hot climate, and a lot of those builders just really quite didn't understand how things need to get done. All right, so let's figure out what's going on here, the black gold rush and what that means. So here is the Bakken region, Three Forks Formation. Kathy, Mike, you want to kind of go over what's, you know, basic overview, what's going on there?
I'll let Kathy describe it. She can describe it much better than I about what the Bakken means, what Three Forks means, and I'll turn it over to you, Kathy. Please go ahead.
Okay, the Bakken is a cover name for everything that's going on up there. But you have different formations within the Bakken. The first formation that was found to be feasible and technologically and profitably drillable was the Bakken. Now, the Bakken formation has a strata of three. You've got the upper, middle, and lower Bakken. Just below that, there is the Three Forks Formation, and the United States Geological Association last 18 months ago now recognized that as being a viable formation as well. Now that has four layers. That's an additional four layers to the Bakken three layers. So right now you're looking at seven different layers or seven different pools, as Kathy Fetke mentioned originally, of oil, places that we can pull oil out of. Now there are other formations that are in, if you will, the testing phase. One of them is the Tyler Formation, which runs right under us. The Three Forks runs under us. We're lucky because we sit on top of all three of those formations, and we will sit on top a couple more that are being tested are in the very early stages. But the Bakken in general is the pool where the oil is. It is in North Dakota, Montana, and Saskatchewan, Canada. The major part of the drilling is being done in North Dakota. Does that help with what you needed?
Absolutely. Okay, so on the next one, this area is the second largest oil producer in the United States, producing 1 million barrels per day, two times what was previously thought possible. And the Bakken demand, thousands of people moving to North Dakota every day. There's a complete lack of acceptable housing. People are just living anywhere. We drove through on a tour in a limo, and there were literally little old shacks that needed to be torn down, and you know, parts of town where people were just camping there in this freezing cold temperatures just to have a place to sleep. Some people sleep in their cars. Otherwise, they have to commute 3 or 4 hours. There just isn't enough anything, which is why we're very excited about both commercial and retail. Again, residents think nothing of driving 3 to 4 hours to shop at Costco or eat at Olive Garden or Red Lobster. And if you're familiar with those stores, these are not the fanciest restaurants, but people will drive 3 to 4 hours to get there. And workers are making enough money to be able to do that. You know, young guys can be there making six-figure salaries, just driving trucks or working in the on the rigs. So the town, anything you want to add to that? Yeah.
Yes, please. There's a complete lack of restaurants. I mean, that's one of the, and I know, Kathy, with you being there and experiencing it, I mean, there's in Watford, which is one of the places we're building homes, and there's thousands and thousands of people living in trailers, there is one or two restaurants. I mean, that's one thing we are really looking forward to on our phase one of our Belfield, is immediate restaurant pads that will be an immediate success. I mean, there that little funny thing where it says fried chicken steak sandwich, I mean, we always kid and say that's Mitch's restaurant. But really, that is such a huge need that we can fill immediately on this Belfield project. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's such a big thing that I'm really looking forward that we launch a couple of those, as well as the convenience store and the hotels right away as soon as we put in our improvements.
Absolutely. All right. So tell us about the town of Belfield. This is, why this area? Why is this particular parcel so valuable?
Well, I'll start first again. It's location, Kathy, that whole thing about its location and timing. This is, just like our corner in Park City, which turned out to be probably a build-out $100 million corner, this is what you want to buy. It's where all the major traffic exits, the oil patch, down to Interstate 94. Now, there's new refineries, which Kathy, you, I think you witnessed some of those new refineries when you were there last week.
Yeah.
This is where you get to them. You go down past our project, and we're only 5 to 10 miles, maybe 12, away from where these new refineries are being built. So you want to locate your commercial venture on the major artery that has thousands and thousands of cars and trucks and people going by it every day. That's why we spent all the time and effort to accumulate this parcel, because of it's what we call a ride-in and a ride-out as you're coming down from Watford and Williston. So we love the location. We love the size. We can do really great things, but it's easy to get in and out of, and it's in the middle of what's really happening.
All right. Wonderful. Kathy, anything you wanted to say about that? I know you were there recently, too, and were surprised at the number of new oil rigs in the area.
It had been almost a year since I had been up there. Prior to that, I was up there at least once a month for 3 years. And everyone had told me, and we had anticipated that the oil wells would come south and west by our property. And everybody was saying, yes, where did you see all the oil wells? Where did you see all the oil wells? And between Dickinson and Belfield, our property is in Belfield, obviously. And so we go up there, and I'm thinking, yeah, there's some here, there's some there. And it was exciting, but when we got to our property, this corner that we're looking at, oil wells are actually all around our property. they're not on our property, of course, because up there you don't buy mineral rights. You cannot buy mineral rights. But they're within 100 yards of our property. And I'm not just talking one oil well. There's what they have, multi-pads where they drill in one location and put more than one pump on it. There are a three-unit multi-pad in like a little southwest of us. The point is they are surrounding us already. I had no idea they would be that close and that many already. It was just so exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing, as you'll see in the next slide, all the things that are happening there. So Bellefield's surrounded by 5 world-class facilities, estimated at creating 1,725 jobs, all within 45 minutes. So Schlumberger, you've probably heard of, is going to be just 12 minutes east of this parcel. It's 141 acres, with construction started on the first phase, creating 1,000 new jobs. And just the city sales tax alone to be estimated at $5 million a year. So anything more we need to know about this huge complex coming in just down the road?
Well, Schlumberger, when they purchased this property just last winter, about a year ago now, it was the general thought on it was that they would be putting in a park, an industrial-type park, for several different large world-class operators. This whole 141 acres is strictly Schlumberger. No one else is allowed to go in there and work. They're putting up their truck buildings where they will maintain the trucks, pipe yard, every aspect that they work on in the Bakken, and they work on every aspect, will be headquartered out of that 141 acres right down the road from us.
Amazing. And then also just 15 minutes east of Bellefield Crossing, the parcel, is the Bakken Oil Express with 360 acres zoned industrial, which will carry over 640,000 barrels of storage and over 55,000 feet of rail. So what else can you tell us about this?
Well, this is right now, and there's another phase, it's a 4-phase development, is the largest facility of this type in the world. And what they do is the trucks come, dump the oil into these storage barrels, and then the oil out of the storage barrels is loaded into the rail cars. Now, each rail train is 110 cars. It's called a unit train. And they only, Bakken Oil Express only deals with unit trains. And right now they're able to do 2. I don't know if they've opened up space for the third one or not, but they're able to do 2 trains a day, which is an incredible amount of oil to go out of the area. And because it's the largest one in the area and in the world, obviously, so much of the traffic goes down 85 over to 94 down to Bakken Oil Express. And this is a multi-million dollar facility. I don't know how many $100 million it is, because a lot of these companies keep the dollar amounts under wraps, which you can understand.
And this is part of Warren Buffett's or not?
Well, the train, the cars, the rail part of it is Warren Buffett's, yes. Mm-hmm. The facility itself is MDU and Camulet. But the trains that are actually hauling the oil out are Burlington Northern Santa Fe, which is Warren Buffett's railroad.
Okay. And he's invested quite a lot, many billions in the area. Is that
right? Yeah, I mean, in the billions, yes. And I mean, he's the largest shareholder in Burlington Northern Railroad, and I think Burlington Northern Resources. But yes, it's in the billions each year, not just once. It's been in the billions each year for about 4 years. See, this gives we talk about pipelines and things. Well, pipelines are one start, one finish. This can go to any refinery that's ready and open, West Coast, East Coast, Gulf Coast. And so it gives the North Dakota that advantage of being able to ship these wherever the refineries are ready.
All right. Then just 9 miles east, another 680 acres projected to begin operating in early 2015 with National Railroad Network conductivity. So is this also part of Warren Buffett's system?
The railroad itself will be his.
Okay.
Trains that go in and take and move the product around. But this 680 acres, as we've seen, like Schlumberger deals totally with their product. Bakken Oil Express only ships oil. The South Hart Rail Terminal is going to be a facility that will deal with oil, with agriculture, with construction. They will have a full-out railroad repair shop there, a truck repair shop there. They will store anything that you need to have stored. It can be construction, it can be road base, it can be fracking materials, it can be pipe. Anything at all that is needed, it will be a centralized location for storage, which is greatly needed because you've got to go one place to get aggregate and one place to get fracking material, another place to get pipe, another place to get casing. So this, again, located in the central part of the area, which will be easy to service the whole Bakken area, is the South Hart Rail Terminal. And when Mike and I were down there a couple of months ago, it was like an anthill with all of these big pieces of heavy equipment. They're just moving the earth faster than you could imagine. I didn't see how they could have it operating next year before we saw that all of that work being done. But now it's very easy to see how they will have this up and running next year. And again, as Kathy Fetke said, Warren Buffett's BNSF is the company that has the track. And the track, that's what they're going to use to haul it in and out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the big thing here is all of this goes by our site.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know this might be a lot of just info for your listeners. But the point we're making is all these thousands of trucks and equipment and materials and support that is, let alone what's there now. There's enough there now to make significant profit for our ventures. But all of this is primarily in addition to that for the next year or two.
Okay. So then there's another rail terminal, just 680 acres projected to begin. 680 acres, that's a lot. Oh, did we just say that one? Oh, yeah, this one.
Yeah, that's what you said. This is your next one, yeah.
Yeah, the Dakota Prairie Refinery. Now, this is a really, really big deal. Tell us about this.
Well, I'll just hit.
Go ahead, Mike.
And then let Kathy. It's the first refinery built in the United States, isn't it, Kathy, in about 40 years?
Yes, it is.
Well, that alone to me is, and just again for your listeners, based upon headlines of what are happening, anyone investing in a refinery is looking long term. They're not looking on what OPEC may do today or Russia may do tomorrow. They're looking long term and spending tens of millions. So anyway, this refinery is 15 minutes east of us. It's Kathy and I were up there. Kathy Miller and I were up there. It opens up this December, Kathy, or January?
I think the grand opening is scheduled for the 15th of this month. It's scheduled to open this month.
So again, Kathy F., without going into all of this, it just shows you the activity that's around this corner. I mean, if we have X thousands of cars today, and I forget the exact count, that doesn't even count all of these things we're presenting to your investors that will be compounded by this site in the next 12 to 18 months. That's why North Dakota is making this a four-lane road. And that to make this a four-lane road from where we are to Watford must be, I forget, Kathy, Milner, that would be interesting to know. That would have to be over $100 million to make that a four-lane road from where we are to Watford.
Yes, yes, it is.
But anyway,
but that's just straight roadway. That's no truck, off ramps, truck, bypass roads. It's just the 4-lane road. There is one major bridge they will need to build, and it's not that large of a bridge. It's just a bridge that needs to be built. But it's all road. It's no major huge off ramps, anything like that, interchanges, nothing like that.
So again, Kathy, I know this is probably your investors get maybe a little tired of it. Just think of it as this. It's dollars and cents going by the property, and it's increasing geometrically with these investments.
Okay. And again, just more rail. So let's get onto the property. This property is right smack dab in the middle of all of that. There's 700 wells estimated in Stark County, and is that one of the busiest drilling areas?
This is, I need to clarify this. This is 700 wells will be in Stark County within the next 5 years.
Oh, got it. Okay.
There are not 700 wells there now.
Right, estimated. Oh, got it. To come.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is only good for us because it's more business coming in.
Yeah, absolutely, and getting there before the prices go up on the land. corner of two of the most important transportation arteries, which is just ideal for hotel, grocery stores, retail, office, all this business, all these workers, all these multi-million dollar buildings, and no stores. So going to be really, really valuable. You can see right here is the land, is the parcel right there. You've got Belfield City right here.
Correct.
And here's what it will look like, the site plan. So the history is there were four parcels. ALD was just brilliant at being able to acquire all four simultaneously to make it one large parcel. They began the entitlement process January of 2013 and completed in June of 2014, and now things can really start moving. 48 acres fully approved, annexed and zoned into Belfield City, which there's a probably an hour-long conversation we could have on each of these bullet points because every bit of this took such great effort just to get annexed and zoned into Belfield, just to get the parcel approved. To get it entitled and rezoned to 18 pads. Other developers are getting turned down left and right. It's a very tight-knit old boys, cowboys group that don't like outsiders, and these guys were able to get on the inside. So a lot of miracles there. It's not easy to do. It's very difficult to get to utilities. They have them, got the final plat. So let's talk a little bit about the capacity to serve water and sewer and why that's so important and how other developers' projects have fizzled because of their inability to get this.
Well, the big thing, Kathy, again, as you pointed out, and for your investors, you want a project that has final plat. Anything can happen up to the point that you get final plat.
Yeah.
You want a project that has water and sewer, particularly up there, because with all of these new jobs and new people, the water and sewer in all these towns hit capacity 2 years ago. We were up there in 2012 and tied up the water and the sewer capacity for this project in 2012. When you run out of water and you've got to do a new treatment plant, you could be 2 or 3 years, and the same could be on sewer. So there's limited utilities. We've secured the utilities, we've secured the rights away, and we spent $450,000 in just the engineering drawings to get those utilities to this site starting spring of 2015. So we have all the backup anybody can want to see that. So we have full utilities, and we have the complete entrance from the North Dakota Department of Transportation. All of these issues have been worked out. We're ready to start building and selling pads or leasing pads immediately as soon as the weather breaks here in spring of 2015.
Okay. All right, so here are some of the retail stores and businesses that really want to be a part of this commercial land. They want the pads. Many of them have been calling, trying to get an idea when they can get in. So long list. I'm sure you recognize a lot of these. But the total number, what's the total number of pads available?
The total number of pads on the project is 18. Total number of pads in phase one is 6.
Yeah. So you see there's a lot of stores that want to be there and not a lot of pads. Okay. So, again, our approach to this project is to grade the land, add roads and sewer, prep the pads only, and run utility stubs to the pads. They'll be sold individually to operators. Phase one will consist of 6 pads. Phase two has 6 million. And this is an important piece. Hal Heyman was on tour with us last week. He's an ALG partner, and he will be on site serving as the supervising general contractor, which he's doing already on the single-family homes they're building. So they will have a presence up there supervising and making sure that everything's going on schedule. So let's talk about the structure of what it means to you as an investor if you're interested in participating. We are raising $4.8 million to exercise our option to buy this land and begin those improvements. Again, accredited investors only, but that doesn't apply to you. $50,000 units. What you'll get while your money is tied up is a 15% preferred return. So for your $50,000, let's say your money's tied up for 2 years, you'll get a 15% return on it. And even after you get your money back, which we think will be in less than 2 years, you'll still get 20% of the profit share. So this is pretty huge. You get to get your money back and go invest it elsewhere while still getting to enjoy the profits. So we love these. This is why we love these deals. And they're few and far between. And, again, we're just so thrilled. This one has all the right things in it. The investors will subscribe into an LLC that we created called RWN Belfield LLC. It's a Nevada corporation. So you don't have to form your own LLC. You're already protected. You don't have to come to the U.S. and open up a bank account. You can just wire funds through OzForex or whatever service you like. It's very simple, a lot easier than coming to the U.S., opening the bank accounts, buying a property, you know, getting the insurance, all those details that go into owning single-family homes. A lot more complicated. So if you just can't get to the U.S., you just can't get to the piggy bank trust and the LLCs and getting all that set up and getting your bank accounts, this is the easiest investment for you with the highest return, which you'll see in just a moment. The main thing you need to know is that funds need to be in hand by December 15th. Again, we already went over this slide. You must be accredited if you're an American. If you're a foreign investor, you do not have to be accredited. You just have to show that you understand the project. $50,000 and by December 15th. The order of acceptance, because we had way more interest in this than we had spots, was our first priority always goes to those who've invested with us. We already have a wait list. It's already filled. But in our past experience, it almost always comes down to somebody couldn't get their funds in. You know, things happen. There's, you know, the 4Ds, divorce, drugs, death, depression. You know, there's all kinds of things that can happen to people. Which might make them be unable to get their funds in the next 2 weeks, which is why we still wanted to present it to you. If it's something you think you'd be interested in getting on the wait list for, please reach out to me right away to Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Kathy, at realwealthnetwork.com. And we'll make sure you've got everything you need to jump in if that space opens up for you. Okay, so that's enough because this already has been happened. All right, so Q&A. Oh, we didn't have the numbers in here. Boy, but everybody's wondering what the numbers are. If you decide you're interested in this project and you want to understand the numbers, We have a webinar that Ron did. He's our numbers guy. And it's posted on the North Dakota website. I'm happy to send you a link. If you'll just reach out to me, I'll get that to you right away. Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, at realwealthnetwork.com. Basically, the return, with the 15% preferred return and the 20% back end, it's a really high return. I'm not really supposed to say, but it's a little bit safer because you're not governed by the SEC, so I can say that it's close to 40% return and IRR. So it's a really great deal. You can easily see why, why it filled up so quickly. Okay.
Kathy, can I add something on that?
Sure.
Even though the numbers are here, it would be very important for your listeners to look at those. I spend a lot of time on them. Ron, I spend a lot of time on them. It's broken down by PAD. And so there's a lot of detail that went into these numbers, the returns. But the big thing is that I like about it is we did a similar corner here in Park City at the ski resort. And I told Kathy Fetke this, and she really liked it, that 25 years after we did the corner, we were still getting checks on that corner. And so the point is to get in, make some sales, give the investors money back, and then be in a position where we can lease or do joint ventures and set up returns and money coming back for way past the 3 or 4 year threshold. And I think that's one of the reasons in these prior seminars that people have basically loved the concept, and we've already done it once. So that's our goal, is to get in, make the sales, get the money back, and then set up our long-term paydays. But I think you should look at those on the website so that you can really understand them and then get a hold of Ron or Kathy if you need to discuss them in detail.
Excellent. Okay. Well, John, do you have any questions? Or?
No, there's no questions come up, and I certainly don't have any, but I would certainly suggest that, anybody who is interested does get in touch with you very, very quickly. That's, obviously apparent. But also, would I be right in assuming that if people miss out on this particular project, that they would be considered for future projects?
Absolutely, yeah, especially if you express your interest and fill out the subscription agreement and we put you on the wait list. We certainly would want to honor the fact that you didn't get it in this one and their next one. And I know they have some more projects up their sleeves that we can't really discuss quite yet, but this won't be the last one.
Yeah, and I think everybody needs to realize that these projects are coming up all the time, and the sooner that they get onto your waiting list, the better. They'll get in first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, wonderful.
And
I know there's probably a lot of questions. You've been seeing some news about OPEC and lowering gas prices, and that there's U.S. Rigs that are having to stop, and parts of the country, parts of American oil production have come to a stop. But I can send you articles showing that is not affecting the Bakken region. The cost to produce oil up in the Bakken region has become much less expensive than the rest of the country because so much of the infrastructure is already in place. So a lot of the issues that I believe in Louisiana, a billionaire put in, is losing quite a lot of money because they don't have the infrastructure up yet. It's costing them over $80 a barrel to produce, and they just can't make it happen. So those investors are not going to fare so well. But the Bakken is not affected. So you don't have to worry about those news articles that you might be seeing.
Now, I think a lot of Australians are very familiar with that process. We've been looking at our mining boom here for years now with fluctuating prices particularly iron ore, the prices going up and down. It's something that Australian investors are used to seeing. But largely, I'm not sure about oil in America, but here, when it comes to iron ore, a lot of these prices are being forced down by the big producers. They're oversupplying deliberately to force the price down to put the smaller processors out of business. You know, the bigger corporations here, like Rio Tinto and BHP, can produce at somewhere like $70 or $80 a ton, and the smaller producers can't do that. So they're trying to force the price down in order to put the smaller producers out of business. It's a tough business to be in, and that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the smaller producers fall by the wayside, the prices will go back up again, I'm sure, and that's probably the cycle that oil is going to go through as well.
That's right. Yeah.
We've just had a question, interesting question from Chris. He said, given the tight deadline on the 15th of December, when will they be advised if they've been accepted? If they put in an application now.
Right. Well, that's a really good question. So we've given everybody who has submitted their subscription agreement 1 week to get their funds in. And if they don't get their funds in 1 week, then we've told them we're going to open up to the wait list. And it really comes down to first in is who gets in. So you would know in 1 week, 1 week from yesterday.
Okay.
And then you'd have 1 week. But honestly, we'd give you a little bit more time. But this would give you time to kind of review the documents and watch the other webinar and the numbers, and we would, you know, in truth, I'm going to tell you guys this just because we already do have it sold out. The drop dead deadline is not the 15th. We have another week after that, but we have to close on the property, so we said the 15th. So we could give you a few more days, but it would be a week from yesterday where you would. Where if the other people didn't get their money in, you would have a chance.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I think that clears it up. There's no other questions. So at that point, then okay. We might just as well close it there. And I'd like to thank everybody, Mike and Kathy M. And Kathy, you too, Kathy, for participating. It's been great. And I'll make sure this gets up on our website as quickly as possible.
Wonderful, and for any also just to keep in mind, the properties are really great too. The single family homes for investment, and we do have some financing available on those for foreign investors. So maybe we could do that next time, because obviously the region is very exciting. And if you can't get in this project, you might be interested in the single family homes that are really high cash flow.
That'd be good. We've also got our next webinar on the 30th, of December. That's, you know, not that far away. Christmas is flying up on us like it always does. And have a Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for listening and thanks for participating.
All right, you too. Have a wonderful holiday. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Kathy and Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you all for having us. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.